We go out to the phone line now and go from Susie to Kyle. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, and soon to be Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whatever home improvement projects you need done, whether you're a DIYer or a seasoned contractor, they've got equipment, supplies, and expertise for you. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to enjoy this day before Thursday's hazy, hot, and humid day because I'm not a big heat guy, but I'll take today in stride.
I'm glad to hear that. Am I still going to be able to call it Vermont's most complete locally owned home center when we get the Rouse's Point location done and built, or am I going to have to change up my my intro there?
No, I think your spiel is still good. We'll stick with that.
All right. That sounds good to me. And I'm glad you said that because I'm kind of now programmed to say that in my head. Any change would be very difficult for me at this time.
Yes, we tend to program ourselves over the years.
That's good. Hey, so let me ask you this. I'm actually going to go to you with a question first here, and it kind of dovetails into what I know you want to talk about. I've got a piece of furniture that is, it's like a, kind of like an entertainment center, but it's not particularly tall. It's rather low to the ground. Like it has like kind of room for one shelf and then the TV to go on top of it. It's pretty old. It's probably like 15 years old, or if not more, but it's built really well, and I want to find a use for it. It's not particularly good looking at this point in its life. I want to do it up, and I barely know how to do anything, so I'm a little intimidated by this project, but I'm going to undertake it this summer. I think I've got to either paint it or stain it and finish it, and I probably got to sand it, and I don't know anything about any of that stuff, but what's my first step here, you think?
So first step is you got to figure out what you want it to look like when you're done. You know, if you want to stain it and polyurethane it, depending on what is on it right now, you'll have to remove those coatings in order for the stain to penetrate it.
Okay.
And once that's done, you can polyurethane over the top of that and give it, you know, however shiny you want, whether it's a flat, a semi-gloss, or a gloss for your polyurethane. Something that's pretty popular right now that a lot of people are doing with furniture like that is it's called milk paint. There's different ways you can do it. It comes pre-mixed. We stock Rust-Oleum's milk paint in the St. Albans location, and there's a couple different ways you can do it. It's a really cool, kind of like an older look, so it's like a matte, flat, really like a chalky finish, and there's really cool old world colors. There's like old light blues, worn navy greens, off whites, and you can either do just the milk paint or you can put like an activator in it, so it gives it like a really cool crackled look. So a lot of people are doing that, and it's probably a little bit easier because you don't have to sand it down in order to do that. You can just clean it up, degrease it, and then just top coat it with that milk paint.
Oh, that's good. I need something like it's brown right now. It's not like it kind of looks like, I mean, it just looks like wood, but it's dark brown. You got anything in that color there? Because I would rather have less work as possible to make my chance of success better.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to, if you want to do a solid color, you could do something like a leather brown. If you want to do like the crackle look, you can do a base coat of a lighter color and then do a darker coat on the top.
Okay.
So when it crackles, when it finishes, it kind of looks like an antique. It's kind of
Ooh.
A cool look.
All right, there you go. I've written that down. Milk paint and leather brown. And we'll see how long until I undertake this project until I call you with questions. My over-under is about 9 minutes, so we'll see. I know you wanted to talk about staining, but more in lines of decking and other summer projects.
Yeah, so, I mean, this today particularly, and I know part of it is because it's on sale right now, but 5 gallon buckets of driveway sealer actually have been really, really popular. I think we sold like 20 of them today because everyone's getting ready. Obviously, it's one of those things that people don't necessarily like to do because you have to do it when it's nice and hot out so that it dries and cures in a quick manner. But yeah, that stuff's on sale right now. Your driveway looks really, really good when it's done, and it gives it 2 years of extra protection. I mean, there's different ones you can buy. The one we stock is a 2-year coating before you have to worry about doing it again. And that stuff's been really popular. There are certain ways to do it. So you want to clean your driveway first, whether it's with a garden hose, clean out all the cracks, all the crevices, or a leaf blower or a broom. You want to seal any of those cracks first with a blacktop sealant that comes in a caulking tube. Sometimes you can get it in a gallon jug. That stuff's self-leveling. So that'll fill in all the cracks so no water or moisture or anything gets into it. And then with the driveway coating, you'll want to stir it in the bucket, and then they make a special applicator. Looks kind of like a push broom, but it's a little bit smaller, so it has coarse bristles on one side, and then it has a rubber squeegee on the other side. So that makes it super easy to apply it to the driveway.
That little sealer you're talking about, that's what like all the local towns will use when their basketball court or their tennis court has cracks in it and they don't want to put in a new one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's different products. There's some that come in a caulking tube. You can apply it with a caulking gun. Like I said, there's a self-leveling elastomeric version, which flows really easy, so it levels. And they also have a product called Plastix. That's the brand. And it comes on a roll, and you lay it over the crack, and then you heat it with a torch, and it melts and soaks in and then dries nice and smooth.
I'd probably need the caulking tube there. When you say heat it with a torch, that's probably above my ability level. So, Kyle, over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk in 7 days.
Sounds good. Everybody enjoy the week.
All right, there goes Kyle.